Lezi nsuku besibheka impela sizwile indaba kaJoseph.
As you have heard these days, we were looking at the Joseph.
Ndabezitha uJosepha ubenga emuntu waseGibhithe kodwa uNkulunkulu wamlanda kude kabi wambeka eGibhithe ukuthi asize abantu bakhona nomhlaba wonke.
What we found out with Joseph, in fact, he was not somebody from Egypt, but the Lord, in his way, in his wonderful ways, he led him to go to Egypt. That's where he showed his skills of leadership in the country where he doesn't belong.
Futhi nenkosi yakhona uPharaoh wabe umuntu ohlangiphe kakhulu ube hlangiphile leyo nkosi.
And we need to mind that even the king of Egypt, that was a wise king, Pharaoh.
Inkosi yakhona yabona ukuthi mangifuna ukubusiseka ngisizwa nangizothatha umuntu kaNkulunkulu, umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
And then he was wise in this way, that when he saw who could be of great help to his country, he realized, this is the man that I can use, man from other country.
Kulula kabi ukuthi uthi hayi ngiyinkosi ngingayizenzela kanje ngoba nginolwazi vele amakhosi anolwazi, kodwa wabona ukuthi lo uzongilethela isibusiso lekhaya.
It's easy to say as inkosi that he will say, oh, I know how to do things because they are so wise. God has given them that wisdom. But he said, I can't do it out of my own. I better ask somebody else.
Ngabona ukuthi awu uPharaoh ube nokuhlakanipha bambalwa abanakho njalo, wabona ukuthi ngeke ngikwazi ngiyizenzele, ngiyomdinga lo uzongisiza uzongihole eqinisweni.
So Pharaoh was so wise in this way that he realized, I can't do it out of my own, I better ask somebody else on my behalf.
Let us pray.
Stand us.
Lord Jesus,
Nkosi Jesu,
these days you've taught us a lot about Joseph.
Kalezi nsuku sifundisa okuningi ngoJosepha.
And you use him as an example to teach us.
Umsebenzisela njengesibonelo ukuba ngaye sifunde.
And whatever it may be, Lord, may we be faithful to you.
Noma ngabe kuphi Nkosi, siyakhuleka siyacela Nkosi ukuba sibe ngabathembekile kuwe.
That we do what you say.
Ukuba senze lokho sitshela khona.
We haven't got all the same talents.
Asiphiwe izipho efana namathalenta afanayo.
But that which you've given us, may we be faithful in it.
Kodwa kulelo Nkosi osiphelona kwangathi singathembeka kulo.
Now we pray that even this service, as we look at Joseph once again, that you will break the bread of life to us.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi nakule nkonzo lapho sibuka indaba kaJosepha, siyacela Nkosi ukuba uhlephulele isinkwa sokuphila.
We ask this for your name's sake.
Siyacela Nkosi konke lokhu ngegama la ngenxa yegama lakho.
Amen.
Amen.
We read out of Genesis 37.
Sizofunda encwadini kaGenesis isahluko samashumi amathathu anesikhombisa.
This whole week, every day, we looked at Joseph and different people spoke, but let me tell you, each time there's something new that comes out.
Ngalezi nsuku besimi sibuka indaba kaJosepha kuneyikhulumo eziningi. Kodwa okumangalisayo ukuthi ilona lo bekhuluma khona obekugqama obuhlukile komunye.
So we read from verse 1. So Jacob dwelt in the land in which his father had been a stranger and sojourner, in the land of Canaan.
Genesis isahluko samashumi amathathu nesikhombisa verse 1. UJakobe wakha ezweni lokugogobala kukayise ezweni laseKhanani.
This is the history of the descendants of Jacob, and this is Jacob's line. Joseph, when he was 17 years old, was shepherding the flock with his brothers. The lad was with the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought to his father a bad report of them.
Lokhu kuyindaba kaJakobe. UJosefa wayeneminyaka yeshumi nesikhombisa wawalusa umhlambi kayise enabafowabo engumfana nje wayekuwo amadodana kaBhiliha nakuwo amadodana kaZilipha umkayise. UJosefa waletha kuyise imibiko emibi ngabo.
Verse 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a long tunic with sleeves.
Evesini lesithathu. Kepha u-Israyeli wamthanda uJosefa kakhulu kunabantwana bakhe bonke, ngokuba wayeyindodana yobuxhegu bakhe. Wamenzela ingubo enemikhono emide.
But when his brothers saw that their father loved Joseph more than all his brothers, they hated him, could not say peace in friendly greeting to him, or speak peaceably to him.
Abafowabo babona ukuthi uyise umthanda kunabafowabo bonke, khona bamzonda, bengenakukhuluma kuye ngokuthula.
The Bible tells us distinctly that people will hate you because they also hated Christ.
IBhayibheli yasibekela ngosobala ukuthi abantu izwe liyonizonda ngokuba vele izwe lamzonda uKristu.
If everybody loves you, you are worth less, worth nothing.
Uma uthandwa yibona bonke abantu awunamsebenzi walutho.
So already here God shows us clearly this young man was his instrument that he would use.
Kusobala ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzivezela ngokusobala ukuthi lensizwe yayiyisikhalo esikhulu uNkulunkulu engakwazi ukuyisebenzisa.
And let me say right from the beginning, when we look at Joseph, at the life of Joseph, it would have been impossible for a human to live the way he lived, but for the grace and the love of a God that helped and carried him.
Ngokobuntu ukuphila impilo eyaphilwa uJosefa kwakungelula, kwangelula ukuthi umuntu engaphila ngaleyo ndlela. Kodwa ngokomusa kaNkulunkulu owamupha uJosefa ukuba kube njalo, wamenzela ukuba kube njalo.
Because people say, yeah, you preach, but you don't preach about Christ. Well, then you don't hear. Christ is the only one, and by his grace, that we are forgiven and that we can live the life we live.
Abanye banokhonona bathi yini nikhulume ngalokho ningakhulumi ngoKristu na? Kanjalo kadeni uKristu yena esiphila ngayo, uyena owenza konke kwenzeke.
You speak about sin, and always every sermon we speak about sin because Christ came to save us and to forgive us and to set us free.
Abanye bathi nikhuluma njalo ngezono, nikhulumelane njalo ngezono. Sikhuluma ngezono ngoba uJesu wehla wezemhlabeni ukuba azosikhulula ebubeni, asikhulule ezonweni.
Now Joseph, when we first read of him, he was working and shepherding sheep with his brothers.
UJosefa wayesebenza elusa izimvu kayise kanye nabafowabo.
He was there in the fields every day, as far as we can have, and looking after the sheep with his brothers.
Wayele endle emadlelweni elusa usuku nosuku nabafowabo belusa izimvu kayise.
But I think the day when he stayed at home, the brothers were happy.
Ngibona ukuthi uma ngabe wayesekhaya engekho ekwaluseni abafowabo babejabula ngalokho.
It's same like you. If so and so isn't there, you are happy. Then you can do what you want. If your parents aren't there, yay, now I can do. You see? Same attitude.
Kufana tu nalokhu wena okwenzayo. Uma kukhona umuntu othile ongamthandi, ujabule uma ngabe engekho. Inganawe uyejabula uma ngabe abazali bengekho. Ubone ukuthi ngenza lokhu yana ngenxa yokuthi impilo yakho leyo.
Blessed is that man that enjoys the company of God's children and his parents that fear the Lord.
Ibusisiwe lo muntu osijabulela ukuba phakathi kwabantwana bakaNkulunkulu nokuba nomzali nokuba ingane phakathi komzali owesaba uNkulunkulu.
But just that those few words, he brought to his father bad report. It tells us exactly what Joseph was like.
Kuthiwa masingama kula maphuzu njena. UJosepha wayelethe imbike ngemihle ngabafowabo. Lokho kusinikeza isithombe ukuthi uJosepha lona wayengubani.
Immediately you know where Joseph stands.
Kona lapho ngiyabonela ukuthi uJosepha wayemephi nendawo.
But you know, a child has to grow up somewhere.
Kusobala ingane kumele ukuthi ikhule ndaweni ethize.
And I always think, what a type of mother didn't he have?
Busukudala lokho ukuthi ucabange ukuthi uJosepha lona waye nomama onhloboni.
His mother couldn't have children.
Umama wakhe wengakwazi ukuthola abantwana.
And Jacob loved her, I think, more than the others.
UJakobe wamthanda kakhulu, ngibona ukuthi ngaphezulu kwabanye.
But she couldn't have children.
Kodwa wengakwazi ngenabo abantwana.
It took 7 years.
Wamthatha iminyaka esikhombisa.
When the first child was born.
Lapho kuqala ukuthi kuzaleke ingane yokuqala.
You think to yourself, this mother, she must have gone through pain and heartache looking at her companions and the others bearing children. She can't.
Ungamzwela lo mama ukuthi ubuhlungu bona ebuzwa ebona abanye agane nabo benengane yena kanayo ingane.
It's not an easy thing to carry.
Akulo ayona into lelo ngayithola kalula.
We have gone through that. In my family, we know we've gone through all that.
Thina emndenini wethu siyakwazi sidlulile lapho.
Yes. And all these things, God was working in that family.
Go to Sma. Noma kunjalo, uNkulunkulu ubebhize esimshikashikene esebenza kulomndeni.
And I believe this mother, Joseph's mother, was drawn to the Lord because of her problem.
Ngibona ukuthi uMaka Josepha wahlangana wayisondalanisa noNkulunkulu ngenxa yenkinga yakhe.
She must have wrought with God. It is any desire of a mother to have children. But how much more when it looks impossible. And I believe she was like Hannah. She cried to the Lord and sought help from God.
Kuyinto yakhona ukuhlupheka. Ufuna ukuba nawe ufane nabanye abantu ungenangani ufuna ukufana ube nabanye abantu benoma namntwana kodwa kuyena kwakungenzeki ungacabanga ukuthi lokho kwamdonsa kangakanani badonseleke enkosini ngenxa lezo zathu.
Do you understand now why I believe this mother it was different than the others?
Uyangikholwa yini manje ukwola ukuthi lokho engikushoyo kuyiqiniso lo mama lona ube ngafani nabanye omama.
It made Hannah different. It must have made this lady different. She must have often cried, and not only cried, sought God's face.
Kusobala ukuthi ubehluphekile lo mama. Yathola kabonakala ukuthi ubekhala efuna ubuso bukaNkulunkulu.
How much more if we don't bear spiritual children?
Kangakakhulu kangakanani. Uma ngabe singathi na singazali siveze ithelo zokomoya.
What's the cry on your heart? Ukhalela kuphi wena? Ukampela ngampela awuyibuze. Nginyuma ngokomoya nginyumbe nginyuba angikwazi ube nengane. Akukho kwenzekayo. Kuyafufile. Ngiyakubuza namhlanje. Uyaguqa. Uyakhala enkosini ngithi inkosi yini ukuthi ngibe nyumbe. What's wrong?
If you have got a problem, you don't have a child, you don't have a spiritual child, what does that do to your life, to yourself? Do you come to the Lord? Do you kneel? Do you pray? Do you cry to Him, Lord, this is the situation I find myself in. Can you please help me?
That's maybe what God wants. He wants you on your knees. He wants to speak to you.
Mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu lokho akufunayo. Ufuna wena usemadolweni, ufuna ukukhuluma nawe usemadolweni.
He wants to draw you.
Ufuna ukukudonsela kuye.
But if you don't see the consequences of your life and that you see you don't have children, what then?
Kodwa wena mangabe ungaboni isigcino nesiphetho sempilo yakho, ungaboni wena ukuthi uyantula, unawo umntwana, kuzokwenziwa njani ke?
Now you understand why maybe Joseph became what he was, because he had a mother who knew what it was to seek and speak to God that she passed on to her child.
Ungabona-ke manje ukuthi kungani uJosefa wayelolu hlobo wayenomama owayazana noNkulunkulu lokho wakudlulisela kumntwana wakhe wamfundisa ingakho uJosefa simbone selolu hlobo lomntwana.
The other boys, they were rebellious, they had very evil hearts. Then you can understand how they grew up.
Abanye abantwana kwawo abantwana abamelanayo abantwana abangezwa usungayibonela ke nawe ukuthi bazalwaphi bazalwa onjani babetshelwani.
Joseph was loved by his father.
UJoseph wayethandwa uyise.
He gave him the best.
Uyena wamnikeza okungaphezulu.
He made him even different than the others.
Wamenza waba ngohlukile kwabanye abantwana.
Because he felt something, he knew that this child is born because of prayer, of seeking God's face.
Baba waqonda ukuthi lo mntana uzalwe ngenye indlela, uzalwe ngomthandazo, uzalwe ngabantu abesaba uNkulunkulu.
Don't be worried if you go through trials and tribulation.
Ungamdangali mawungena kudabukeni nasebuhluphekeni.
You have to.
Kumele ukuba
kanjalo. That's how God works in your life.
Leyo ndlela uNkulunkulu asebenza ngayo empilweni yakho.
Now here comes God. And comes to this father who loves his child dearly. He doesn't come to Jacob and say, Jacob, please can I have your child? He doesn't tell the father, this is what your child will happen to him. God never, ever asked permission from Jacob. He took him. And he took him in a way that nobody would like to go through.
You can
imagine.
You can imagine what happened to Jacob when he thought about his son, that my son died, maybe he was killed by a wild animal. He had that problem, how my son died. That was his problem.
Kodwa siyazi ukuthi wathwala uJacob.
Kodwa sizwe ukuthi he loved Jacob
and he carried this cross.
Wathwala lesi siphambano.
I think it was 22 years. Imagine 22 years after Joseph vanished, so to say. For 22 years, often I think he'd been crying. Often he sought God's face. It must have been sore for him.
Sizukuthi emva kweminyaka engamashumi amabili uJakobe uJosepha anyamalala. Kusobala ukuthi ubelokhe khalile ezindla ecabanga ukuthi kazi ingane yami yafa kanjani.
A parent is like that.
Umzali unjalo nje.
And God knew it.
Futhi uNkulunkulu wayazi.
God never came to say, come Jacob, calm down now, come. He didn't know that after 22 years, he would hear that he's alive. But you know, when God deals with our children, we react so differently. We fight against the very hand that stretches out to help my child. We only see that person meaning it bad, doesn't want the best for my child. And I even criticize in my heart. I'm unhappy in my heart because of so-and-so, how so-and-so has dealt with my child.
Ah, lo muntu ngivele ngamthande, ngimgxeke, ngimsole, ngibe nezinto, ngithi usibanibani, ilokhu nalokhu akwenzeka umntanami. Ilokhu nalokhu umsola lo, sola leso sandla esisiza ingane yakho.
Haven't you done that? You criticize in your heart, but why did so-and-so have to speak to my child? Why did so-and-so have to say this? Why didn't they come to me? You know, and it goes on, and maybe for 22 years. A shame on you.
Wow, mhlambe nawo uphila leyo mpilo yokusola yokugxeka sibanibani okhuluma kanje nengane yami mangabe kade kukhona okube enganeni yami yini engezanga kumina yini engangitshelanga uyakhonona ukhonona yonke le minyaka kamashumi amabili nambili.
Why did so-and-so get my child hiding? And you know what? It's maybe 30, 40 years you hover about the same thing. Why did he do it? Why don't you go to the Lord? Why don't you seek the Lord and ask the Lord? Why you ask that person?
Mhlambe sekuyiminyaka engamashumi amathathu, amashumi amane eminyaka, uyakusola. Usibani bani wayishayelana ingane yami? Usibani bani wakwenzelana okube kanje enganeni yami? Sonke lesi sikhathi.
But friends, if we go down that route, we lose God's blessing.
Kodwa bahlobo zami, mangabe sihamba ngalowo mgudu, silahlekelwa isibusiso sikaNkulunkulu.
KwaZulu. KwaZulu ingane uyaba ingane yomphakathi kanjalo.
In Zululand, a child belongs to everybody.
Mawuthi ufike ingane endleleni iyaganga ube zoyithatha uthi 1 2 3 ngoba uyazi ingane yomphakathi ingane yakithi le.
If you find a child being naughty, doing something wrong, you wouldn't ask, you wouldn't find who is his parent. You will just simply take that child and give a hiding without consulting, without asking anybody. Where does the child belong to?
Umzali ubezoya kusibanibani, ngiyabonga. Ungisizile wabamehlo ami, ngiyabonga. UNkulunkulu akubusise.
A parent would go to that person who gave hiding, to that person say, "Thank you very much. You helped me."
Kodwa kwasiza lokho ukuthi ingane beyazi. Kodwa namhlanje we, mawuthi uyabuka leyo ngane umzali uthi, "Hey, thandaza wena, awuse station, manje ubuka ingane yami kanje. Unolaka wena."
But what is happening today? If you have done something like that, you become an enemy to those people. They don't side with you. They are against you because they say, "Why did you do that? Why did you not inform them beforehand?"
And so we start adapting the standards of our young people. People, that's where the problem lies. It's children, grandchildren, and we start adapting and. We come down to their standards because we love them, we care for them, and we don't look and recognize God's standard.
Ingakho-ke isigcino size sehlele estandardini seyingane sehlele kubona ngoba sithi siyabathanda siyabavikela asifuni ukuba behlelwe izinto ezimbi sesize sehlaka sawa kangaka.
And the brothers started hating Joseph, especially when he spoke and told them about the dreams.
And they
don't see the hand behind it. Don't look as far as your nose. See the hand behind all this which is happening in your life. And in your family. When Joseph spoke, he was the youngest among them, the second youngest among them.
Joseph and Gate Koloma, Ubengomane, Isha, Elanya Octane,
and they hated him.
Bamzonda.
His brother said, "Who are you?
Abafo abantu bani?
To tell us that we'll bow before you."
Ubani wena ungatshela thina ukuthi thina sothobela wena?
In today's language,
namhlanje ulimi lwanamhlanje,
new generation.
Uthwa hayi new generation
namhlanje. Yoni generation isezotshela thina manje.
Now the new generation is going to tell us what to do things.
Isn't that what's been said?
Akushiyoni kanjalo na?
Especially when you look in Europe. Europe, they, it seems as if they've got another gospel. That's what God is for Africa. How often haven't we heard that? Over the years, you can't deny it.
And
then they say, "Oh, you'll watch in Africa. You'll see what things will happen. Things will be exposed. There's a bomb that'll be blown up."
Beta hawe izinto zovele Africa, hawe nizobona kuyoqhuma ibhomu eAfrika.
Awu akhwele izokufa kusasa, iyophela.
Then they say, oh, about Akwele, Akwele will be something that you won't see the next day.
Who started Akwele?
Ubani waqala Akwele?
Didn't God?
Akuyisiyena
uNkulunkulu. Didn't God start? No human thought of it.
Akuyena uNkulunkulu wacabanga ngalona.
Yena uNkulunkulu wacabanga, yena wabe umqambi walomsebenzi.
It is God who started this work. It is God who started Akwele.
And I say this morning,
ngithi namhlanje
kuseni, beware of the false prophets that give you false teachings.
Indlela yabaprofeti bamanga inikeza indlela abakhuluma ngayo bakhuluma izinto eziyisigwebo.
They teach and say things because they hate the children of God who God uses.
Bakhulume ngoba benenzondo ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu labo uNkulunkulu abakhethileyo.
And that's it.
Kunjalo nje.
That's it.
Kunjalo nje.
Oh no, don't speak to that person. Oh, that person is wrong. They don't want you to speak to find out the truth.
Ah, but I ungakhulumi nalo muntu, ungakhulumi yini indaba na ngoba bayazi ukuthi lo uzobatshela iqiniso.
But Joseph's brothers, they couldn't speak peace to him.
Abafowabo bakaJoseph babengakwazi ukukhuluma ukuthula naye.
And friends, you know what? Joseph had no grudge.
UJoseph ayihlobo
zabe ngalikhobu. And then he says, my brothers, come, don't. It was God. You see his attitude? But don't ever always say, Joseph is wrong and Joseph is this, Joseph. It's you who are wrong. That's why you talk and feel like that.
UJoseph wayengafani nabafowabo, wayengenamagqubu, akayiphindiselelanga. Noma sesemathubeni ukuthi engayiphindisela. Uthi ningayithukutheleli bafowethu kwakuyiplani kaNkulunkulu lena.
But Joseph kept going.
UJosefa walokhu eyiqhubekele njalo eyaphambili.
There were hands that were carrying him.
Ngoba kwakukhona izandla ezimthwele.
He knew what was going on.
Wayeqonda kahle ukuthi yini eyenzakalayo.
Keep himself busy with that.
Akazange nayihluphe ngalokho elibela lokho.
He kept busy with his creator. The Bible says in Egypt he saw God before him. That's why he didn't sin.
Ingakho lithi iBhayibheli uJoseph wayigcina kangcolisanga ngalutho ngoba wabona uNkulunkulu ephambi kwakhe.
That was a secret.
Imfihlakalo yakhe
leyo. That kept him going.
Ilokho kwamgcina kwamqhubekela phambili.
Next point.
Iphuzu elilandelayo.
Joseph was thrown into a dry well.
UJoseph waphoswa emgodini.
From that point his life changed.
Ukusukela kuleyo ndima impilo yakhe yaguquka.
His father wasn't there to protect him and help him.
Ubaba wakhe wayengekho lapho kumvikela.
Young people, it's easy to run to mommy and daddy and say, mommy, daddy, what must I do?
Nina abantu abasha.
And it's good. You must do it.
Kulula ukuthi ngigijime niye kubaba nomama, mama baba, ngisenkingeni, manje ngenze njani? Kuhle manje uyobuza kanjalo.
But here, God was dealing with this young man.
Kodwa lapha uNkulunkulu wayebhize sebenzana nalempilo yalendoda.
It took everything away from Joseph.
What? Wamhlwitha konke uJoseph ayenakho.
Think of it, a young boy of 17, how old are you? 17, 18, 16. God took everything away where he could actually lean upon.
Cabanga nje uJoseph. Ungabona ukuthi wayeneminyaka emingaki, 10 nesikhombisa.
Young people, children, the secret seek God. My parents never told me I must come here. I was the one that felt it. But we have to learn also to walk with God. Then I can go to my parents and say, you know what? This is what I felt. Do you think I'm right?
Bese ngisuka lapho ngiyekubazale ngizwa lokhu ukuthi uNkulunkulu nakhe angihola khona ngabe kulungile na?
Follow and obey that voice of the shepherd. Learn to know him. Learn to know him. And you will grow.
Funda ukulalela leluzwi bese wenza njengoba izwi lishilo. Lokho kuyokukhulisa, lokho kuyokwenza ukuthi ube indoda.
And then he entered prison.
Waze wangena ejele.
Cut off from the world. Think of it. He didn't mean bad. He didn't do anything wrong. He had no fault. Today people have no fault. Are so to say put in prison before even anything is known. It's just because of hearsay.
Abantu namhlanje bafaka emajele ngaphandle kokuthi kuzwakale ukuthi bebenzeni abanye ngenxa amahemhemu bayathathwa bayahlulelwa ngalondlela.
In your heart you put them into prison.
Wena enhlizweni yakho usumthathile lo muntu womfaka ejele.
But Joseph was there, and in the darkest times, when it was the worst, he was still able to bear fruit.
UJoseph endabeni enzima ebhekene nabo esimweni esilukhuna ebhekene naso nokho tholakala ethele ithelo ezinhle.
And the Bible is clear, bear fruit in season and out of season.
IBhayibheli litshela ngokusobala elithi veza thela ithelo noma ngabe kuyisikhathi seyithelo noma ngesona isikhathi seyithelo.
This was total out of season.
UJoseph kwakungekho isikhathi sokuthi engathela isithelo ngalesikhathi.
UJoseph ube yedwa.
He was all alone.
Ingqondo.
His mind was busy going up and down.
Nkulunkulu ekhala ebambana noNkulunkulu.
He was wrestling with God, crying to God.
Wafika ababili bebenamaphupho wakhuluma nabo siyayazika indaba.
We know the story. Two people there in the jail came because they had two dreams.
Wayehlisa wathandaza uNkulunkulu wamsiza.
And then he prayed, the Lord helped him.
Mhlamba naye wayicabanga ukuthi hayi ngoba vele ngibacela ngizosheshe ngiphume manje.
Maybe he would think, because I've told them the dreams, now the Lord can help me, maybe I'll be taken out of jail.
But for another 2 years he sat there. 2 years. I believe God was dealing with him. God was speaking to Joseph. He was preparing for the work that he needs to do. Don't ever complain and cry when God is busy doing something in your life.
Maybe you're crying and then the Heavenly Father in heaven is busy looking at you and say, so and so, why are you complaining? Why are you so crying? Because I'm busy with you.
Yabona, mhlawumbe masibone isandla sangale, impilo yethu izoshintsha.
So maybe if we see God's hand, maybe our lives can change.
I'm jumping a bit around, but I think I just spoke this because of Joseph and what he had went through.
You
know, when he brought a bad report to his father, you know that somehow, I think, they were up to nonsense, not only drinking and what they were flirting. I think they were living an immoral life.
Why
do I say that? Look at Reuben, the oldest. The oldest should set an example for the others. But what did Reuben do? He went to the couch of his father and he slept with the woman there.
Wahamba wayendaweni kababa wakhe walala nowesifazane kuleyo ndawo.
You understand why I think that what they did was more evil than what we think. And being the oldest, he should have set an example. But the oldest was a problem. And often I think Esau was the oldest, Jacob was the younger one. But what did God do? He said, no, the older one. I don't know. There are sometimes problems with the older one. I don't know.
angazi ukuthi wenzeka kanjani le ndaba awubuke noEsau kuyena omdala udlula womncane uJakobe angazi ukuthi kwenzakalane emazibulweni abantu abadala.
When Joseph went to his father to bless his two sons.
Lapho uJakobe eya kubafowabo
ukuba uJoseph
akubabusisa abafowabo abancane.
When Joseph went to Jacob.
Lapho uJoseph eya kuJakobe.
And he said, "My father, here are my two sons."
Wathi baba nanga madodana amabili.
And you know it's interesting. The father said to Joseph, you see these two boys, Manasseh and Ephraim.
What you abona matoda amabili uManasseh no Ephraim.
From now on, they are my children.
Kusukela manje bangabantwana.
Think of it, that father. He says, "They will be mine, not yours anymore."
Uthi laba bazoba ngabantwana bami, akusebona abantwana bakho.
And then he was going to bless the children. Jacob was going to bless his grandchildren. Then Jacob, think of it. Then Jacob took his hand and placed it on the younger one, Ephraim, and wanted to bless him first. And that displeased Joseph. He said, "But father, Manasseh is the older one. Start with him." But God knew what he was doing. It doesn't say you're the oldest, you've got all the rights. It's actually the opposite. But maybe that's where jealousy gets in from the older one to the younger ones, because you think you got all the rights and now God says, "No, no, 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 no. I'm taking that away. The younger one, you will serve the younger one."
Mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu wakwenza ngamabomu ukuthi lokho kulindelwe abantu akushintshe ukuthi wena ucabanga ukuthi uyizibulo uzokhonzwa laba abancane. Wena omdala ozokhonza abancane.
But a lot people, if you walk through these years, many years, Abeza was a problem. And that problem was a sexual problem.
Kuyona yonke le mnyaka, mawuthola inkinga ezazikhona kubantu. Sobala nje lesi sono senyama, isona esasidlala ubi.
No wonder the devil attacked Joseph at that point. And I don't think she was the only one. I don't believe that. But we learn of her. So Joseph teaches us that even in those situations, there is an overcoming life.
UJoseph uyasifundisa ukuthi noma kukhona lezo zime ezinjalo, ikhona nokho impilo yokunqoba.
And that's why when we had the youth meetings, it was clear. When you hear the devil is out to destroy the standards and the morals of young people.
Ingakho noma kade sineyinkonzo zabasha, uyabona nje ukuthi uSathane uphumile nempi yakhe ezobulala isimilo sabantu abasha.
It's part of Satan's working. Where you say, let the youth feel free. Let them. They must be free. Don't make too many rules for them. They need to know and learn of each other. And that is what destroys the church today, is when you allow the young people to live the life they want.
Ilokho okubulala ibandla namhlanje uma udedele intsha ukuba iphile impilo leneyithandela yona.
And it's the children that influence the parents.
Izo futhi ingane ezifaka umoya kubazali bazo.
Admit it. Have you ever made that choice?
Bavele bavume nje, bavele bavume lolo lungelo labo.
Your children know how they can get at you, mother. They know.
Wena mama abantwana bakho bayazi ukuthi bakuzuza kanjani, bakuthola kanjani.
Oh, and then ubaba kaluthoka. Ubaba umama uze te, te, ate, ate.
When it comes to the father, then the father is nothing. The mother is able to turn him around in that way.
No wonder. No wonder. Maybe things are what they are at you at home.
Akumangalisi uma izinto zinje ngawe ekhaya lakho.
There was some time back, there was someone in our family, and our immediate family.
We talk, he spoke and spoke and said, you need to release the young people. You need to give them a freedom.
And she says, you know what? There must be a spark. There must be a spark amongst them.
What I saw ukuthi phela kumele kube khona inhlanzi, kube khona inhlanzi
nje. When they see each other, it must sparkle.
What ma bebukana bebonana, khona inhlanzi kumele isuke.
You know where there's electricity,
you uyabona mangabe kukhona ugesi.
There are sparks that fly.
Ukhona ugesi ondizayo.
And if you're not careful,
uma ungaqaphele,
you're going to get electrocuted.
Ah, uzobona.
And this is a simple way of you going to get electric. Let them spark. You'll see.
Uma ufuna ukuthi kushe intambo kagesi, hlanganisa lezi zinto uzobona kosukila ngabo.
There are terrible sparks that will fly, let me tell you. Ask the older people. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you've grown up innocently, but let me tell you something. If the sparks start flying between a boy and a girl, oh boy, what's the end? You never ever will know.
And
that's the truth. Why? Look at Joseph. There weren't any sparks. He knew, I stand before God. Today, young people face many giants. Pornography. Music. TV. If you got TV in your house, you'll have sparks, let me tell you. You like it or you don't like it. Hollywood.
And
when you see those people at Hollywood, on TV, in the movies, your heart wants to be and look like them.
Uma ubuka lezi zinto kuma video kuma movies lezi nto oyibukayo kanjani umthelela na kanjani umthelela yale nto leyo uzobona isingene kuwe.
The same when you've heard things about the mission, all these things that are spoken, the lies, utter lies, they enter your ears. Don't tell me they don't influence you. They'll influence you. Believe me, they are and they are. That's why you're keeping quiet.
Futhi mangabe kukhona izinto ozizwayo ngisho nangemishini, uthola wonke amangalo owazwayo, ungangikhohlisi ungitshela ukuthi wena akukho okwenzakala kuwena, noma uthule nje kukhona okwenzakalayo kuwe.
Even when you listen to a sermon, you will gauge that sermon by what you heard from others, not what God tells you.
Futhi noma ngabe ulalela inkonzo uyithatha leyo nkonzo uyiguqule uyibeke kulokho wena okuzwile lokho okuzwe ngabanye abantu ungamlaleli ungamuzi uNkulunkulu.
Bring that to light. That's what we said. Christ is there to help you to take out that poison.
Letha leyo nto enkosini, letha ekhanyeni uKristu ukhonela khona lokho ukuthatha lo poison empilweni yakho.
Why do I say all this? Why do I come to this? I've mentioned all these things now about their personal lives. These days, somebody sent something to me. There was a farmer. I don't know why. Just these days, I think 2-3 days ago. And this is what he sent me. And on it said,
Uti,
in May 1919 at Düsseldorf, Germany,
Uti, in May 1919 at Düsseldorf, Germany,
people found a copy.
Abantu bathola ikopi elokho kwakuyikhona khona.
of the communist rules for revolution.
Imthetho yobukhomanisi ukuze kusuke ibhelu ngakho kuvusa abantu kusuke ibhelu.
I won't mention all, but these are the rules that communists have laid down to destroy nations, to take them over.
Kodwa ngifuna ukuthi ngingitshele konke nje, ngimtshele okuncane ukuthi nanku umthetho amakhomanisi awubeka kwaba umthetho ukuthi nakhe siyovukela ngakho umbuso, nakhe siyochitha ngakho imbuso.
Ndabe zitha ngiyathema ukuthi ndabe zitha uyayibona ubabduba wayichaza ukuthi uSathane futhi udilize izwe lakithi.
Ndabe zitha babdube try to explain that the devil is there to destroy our country.
Now we understand to an exact point that the communist, and what is a communist? A communist is anti-God. He hates God. He despises God. He despises religion.
Kodwa amakhomanisi masibe ukuthi yini ikhomanisi? Ikhomanisi umuntu omelana noNkulunkulu, umuntu ombukela phansi uNkulunkulu, umuntu omelene noNkulunkulu.
And he's like a chameleon. He looks where he was in church. He speaks like a chameleon. Then it's all about love and God cares for you and don't worry what you do. You are forgiven. And that's what they speak like.
Bakhuluma njengonwabo, uyalwazi olwabo, lweshintsha-shintsha, malifika endaweni ethile nesimo esithile, luguquke libe njalo. Kanjalo ke nabo bazofika phakathi kwamaKristu bethi hawu uNkulunkulu uyakuthanda wena, uNkulunkulu uzokwenzela lokhu nalokhu.
Don't be so serious. Don't be serious. No, no, take it easy. But God knows you're just human. He doesn't want you. You're going too far.
But hawu ngabe serious. Impela nje uNkulunkulu ukuthanda kabi wena musu kweqisa.
And listen what the communists said.
Awulalela ukuthi ama communists athini wona.
Corrupt the young and get them away from religion.
Bathi benza abasha babe babi bamelane nenkolo.
Ubasuse enkolweni. And then get them interested in sex.
Benze bathande kakhulu ezocansi.
You understand now why Joseph became what he was?
Uyaqonda manje ukuthi kungani Joseph wabayo
kahle. Why God could use him? Because he was pure, he was upright.
Wabangani uNkulunkulu akwazi ukumsebenzisa ngoba wayehlanzekile, wayeqotho, wayemsulwa.
That now the Satan attacks our young people and he lays the table full of these evil, immoral things that we've already spoken about.
Kodwa manje buka indlela uSathane izinto azenza ngayo. Udicilela phansi isithunzi sabantu abasha, ubafaka kokwezoncansi, ubafaka entweni ezimbi ukubehlisa isithunzi sabo.
Young people can't carry that.
Abantu abasha abakwazi ukuthwala.
They are not made to carry it.
Ababakhi ukuba bangathwala into enjengaleyo.
But they say, let's corrupt them by giving it to them.
Bathi bona sibone asibaqede nje ukuba sibanikeze lezi zinto ezimbi.
And what's happening now?
Kwenzakalani ke manje?
From next year it must be taught at schools from 7 years old.
Ngonyaka ozayo kumele ifundiswe ezikoleni le nto kusukela enganeni neminyaka esikhombisa.
You understand what the corruption will, this of what we heard of money corruption, that's nothing. Nothing compared to what's going to happen to our young people.
We are going to get manje ukuthi umonakalo ungakanani. Lokho esizwayo umonakalo ngoyemali eyithathwayo nanani kubalo ukuqhathanisa nokuphuca abantu simile abantu abasha.
You understand now maybe a glimpse why we are going to be taught this at school?
We are going to manje kafika lifive mhlamba
ukuthi kunani. They don't want to help us.
Uba kufundiswa ekolweni abafuna ukusiza.
They don't want to build our country up.
Abafuna ukulakha izwe lakithi.
They want to destroy.
Bafuna ukulichitha.
And that they can have the best of it as they want.
Ukuba bona bathole lokho abafuna ukuthola kulo.
Young people.
Bantu abasha.
We've heard, what will you do?
Usuzwile uzokwenzani ke wena?
Will you be like Joseph?
Uzoba njengoJoseph,
wanting to be innocent.
Ufuna ukuba bemsulwa.
And saying I'd rather go to prison.
Uthi ngcono ngiyejele.
I'd rather go to prison.
Ngcono ngiyejele.
Because that the government has warned, if you don't teach it, prison is the next thing.
Ngoba uhulumeni ushilo ukuthi uma ungafundisi ijele kuzoba ikhaya lakho.
Are you going to be like Joseph? That's the question.
Umbuze ngekuza wona uzoba uJoseph wena na?
Are you going to be upright?
Uzoba qotho.
Pure? You cannot be a communist and a Christian. The founder of communism, Karl Marx, said, I want to take all mankind and I'm going to take them and I'm going to draw them and go to them with to hell. And when I get there, I will laugh at them.
Umqambi wobukhomanisi uKarl Marx wathi ngizobadonsa amantu abasha, ngizobadonsa ngihambe nabo, ngiye ngiyogalakadela nabo esihogweni, mase ngifike esihogweni ngizobahleka.
But I want to say something this morning. I hope it's understood right.
Kodwa ngithanda ukuthi ngisho lokho ekuseni, ngikholwa ukuthi kuzozwakala.
Cursed is that man. Cursed. If you teach children rubbish. You hear that? Whoever you are, whatever position you've got, wherever you come from, that is the consequences. The Bible says if you are disobedient, you are cursed. That's what God says.
Kalesi umuntu noma ngabe usesikhundleni esinjani noma ngabe ukuphi indawo emqoka ubusu qalesi umuntu ophambana nezinto nodukisa abantu futhi.
The Bible says it's better for you to have a stone put around your neck and thrown into the water, deepest waters, that you can never get out. That's what the... If you cause these little ones to sin, to die.
Uma wena wenza abantu abasha ukuthi babone abancinyane bone ngono ukuthi iBhayibheli ngone kuboshela itshe lokugaya entanyeni yakho uphonse kujuleni kolwandle.
And one of the other communist rules says,
omunye umthetho obukhomanisi uthi,
get the people to focus their attention. Get the people to focus their attention.
Yenza abantu ukuthi indlela ababuka ngayo izinto.
They focus their attention on sport.
Bagxile kakhulu kwezemidlalo.
Sexy romantic books.
Bathole lezi ncwadi ezikhuluma ngezocansi ezikuthi kulalwana kanjani.
Films, DVDs, YouTube.
Amafilimu, YouTube, or DVD, izinto ezonke lezi ezamathuluzi engenisa lezi zinto.
You hear what they say?
Uyazi ukuthi bathini?
Let them preach to you.
Bavumele bashumayele kuwe.
To tell you, if you want to die, then what to do?
Uma ufuna ukufaka wena, bathethele bakhulume kuwena ukuthi kumele ukuthi wenzeni.
Another thing with Trey Master.
Futhi okunye okuyikhona abahleli baqhoqhobele.
It says, divide people into hostile groups. That brought disunity in Jacob's family. The brothers, they were not one with Joseph, what God was doing, and there were his hostilities. Think of living like that. That your brothers go so far to say, I'd rather kill you than live with you.
Lokho kwadala ukuhlukana phakathi komndeni kwaJakobe. Abafobo bamzonda umfobo bathi ngcono simbulale kunoma singahlangana naye ndawonye.
And how do they get that right with us?
Kungena kanjani ke kuthina bakuthola kanjani bakubelula ukungena kuthina na?
They play the race card.
Badlalana ikhadi le badlala amakhadi.
Ukuthi singathangani.
That we don't come together.
Awu lo yabona banje leli bale lenza kanje. Awu yabona leli bale all the time.
They divide us. They say these people of this color, they need to be in that corner. They are busy with that. This is how they are known to be doing.
Now you understand why things are happening. And that's why the Lord wants all of us to be a Joseph. All of us. He doesn't exclude anyone.
Uyabona ukuthi izinto zenzeka kanjani. UNkulunkulu iplan yakhe ufuna sonke sibe ngoJosefa, akachitheli muntu ngaphandle.
Now coming more towards the end.
Senyangasemaphethelweni.
I think it's just interesting how God worked.
Kuyisimanga mawubona indlela uNkulunkulu asebenza ngayo.
During those 7 bountiful years when there was a good harvest.
Kule mnyaka leyo sikhombisa lapho benokudla okuningi.
Joseph worked. It wasn't an easy job he was given. Can you imagine to run the agricultural department of a country? But he worked hard. Tell me, you're at the mission. What work do you do?
Wenza umsebenzi muni?
Are you like Joseph?
UJoseph wena na?
Are you working hard?
Usebenza kanzima?
Not on your standard.
Hayi ngestandard sakho.
Are you really putting your all into it?
Ngabe ufaka amandla akho onke kumsebenzi omele ukuthi wenze?
Ask yourself the question.
Zibuze lo mbuzo.
You ever get everybody else to do the job for you? But let me ask you. Let me ask you what you're busy with.
Wena ufuna ukwenzela umsebenzi abanye abantu. Wena wenzani? Wenzani wena ngezandla zakho?
Just one example.
Isibonelo sonke.
When Joseph took over a second in charge.
Lapho uJoseph enikezwe amandla ukuthi athathe konke kube uyena ongaphansi kombusi.
A canal was built by Joseph in Egypt.
Khona umsele owakhiwa uJoseph eGibhithe.
And that up till today that canal is called Bar Yosef.
Nanamhlanje lo msele usabizwa ngegama lika Joseph
kuthiwa Bar Yosef.
Iminyaka engaka?
Over 3000 years exists till today.
Kuthiwa lo msele wakho uJoseph namanje usekhona kuze kube namhlanje.
And they say this canal brought water to a certain area and to an ancient city of Fayum in Egypt.
Kuthiwa lo msele lona udonsa amanzi ibanga elithile edolobheni elithile kuthiwa iFayum khona lapha eGibhithe.
So from the River Nile, which is their major river in Egypt, they made a canal down to the city.
Kulomfulakazi omkhulu waseGibhithe bakha umselo odonsa amanzi kuwo lomfula lona ushona lapho ukuthi amanzi aye lapha eGibhithe.
They say it became a flush, fertile area.
Kuthiwa lokho kwaba indawo evunde kakhulu enamanzi futhi manje.
And is famed today, even today, after all these years, the works of Joseph are still existing.
Indawo yodumo manje umsebenzi kaJoseph emva kweminyaka eminingi ngaka imsebenzi yakhe isabonakala.
And today these gardens are famed for oranges.
Kuthiwa le lamasima atshalwe lapha na amasima aziwayo odumo ama orange.
Mandarins.
Ama mandarin.
Peaches.
Ama peaches.
Olives.
Ama olives,
pomegranates,
ama pomegranates,
and grapes.
No grapes in vain.
They say it was an astonishing feat of engineering.
Kuthiwa lo msebenzi kwakumsebenzi obonakalayo ukuthi lona noma kanjani wayenziwa uchwepheshe wenjiniya.
Took 1,000 days to complete.
Kwathatha insuku eziyinkulungwane ukuba kuphele lo msebenzi.
They say the canal was 15 kilometers long.
Kuthiwa lo msele wawu 15 kilometers ubude.
5 meters deep.
5 meter ukushona phansi.
But you see, Joseph planned. Joseph had an ear to hear to say, it's coming. What must I do?
UJoseph wahlala phansi, waplan. Wathi indlala iyeza. Kumele ukuthi ngenze njani na?
So he used irrigation.
Why sasebenzisa umsele? Cabanga nje. Wachelela.
And they say, if you read in Genesis 47, they say every seed came up. There was a bountiful harvest.
Kuthiwa uma ufunda Genesis 47, konke okwatshalwayo kwachuma kwamila, kwaba nezivuno esichichimayo.
God wants you also.
UNkulunkulu ukufuna lapho na.
In these times that we live.
Kulezi khathi
esiphila kuzo. God has need of you.
Uyakudinga uNkulunkulu.
Don't hide.
Ungaqashi.
Don't think you're not worth it.
Ungasho ukuthi wena hayi mina ngifanele.
When the Lord chooses you and you become his child.
Uma uNkulunkulu ekhetha uba umntwana wakhe.
You go through great difficulties and trials.
Udlula ebunzimeni nasekulingweni okukhulu.
Don't try to understand them now.
Ungacabanga ungaqali ukuthi ufuna ukuqonda manje.
But be faithful.
Kodwa thembeka.
Great is what the Lord can do through you.
Kukhulu uNkulunkulu angakwenza ngawe.
The more obstacles you clear.
Noma ngabe uhlangabezana nekhubekiso.
And temptation you overcome.
Ilingo ozoyinqoba.
By his strength, grace and strength.
The more
trustworthy you
become. That's
why Joseph was trusted.
He
was trusted because they knew the quality of his life.
And he
was young.
He wasn't old
like us. No, I wouldn't have found that. Just Google it. South Africa, Joseph namhlanje.
Don't lose your privilege. Don't lose what God has given you. South Africa today needs young people.
It needs young people that live an upright, honest, pure life. Don't take anything for less. Be faithful in the least. And Christ will grant you far greater things.
You
understand? Don't despise when you've got to sweep the floor. Don't despise when you have to give others food.
Be
faithful. One day, maybe God wants you to give them spiritual food because you were faithful and just giving them human food.
So
I'd like to end reading these two verses.
Genesis 49, verse 25.
Just before Jacob breathed out his last. When God was going to call Jacob home. Jacob, the father, said this to Joseph. What a privilege. Then you've forgotten all your hardships and your heartache. Then nothing was too difficult for you to achieve what you have. By the God of your father, who will help you, and by the Almighty, who will bless you with blessings of the heavens above, blessings lying in the deep beneath, blessings of the breasts and of the womb.
Genesis 49, verse 25.
Verse 26. The blessings of your father, Jacob, on you are greater than the blessings of my forefathers, Abraham and Isaac, on me.
Kufundeka khona kanje. Izibusiso zikayihlo zinamandla kunezibusiso zawokhokho bami kuze kube semkhawulweni okugcina kwezintaba ezimiyo.
They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was a consecrated one, the one separated from his brethren, and the one who is prince among them.
Ziyakuba phezu kwekhanda likaJosefa phakade nasokhakhayini lwakhe.
Don't you want to like to hear those words? That God says, I'll bless you. I'll bless you with an everlasting peace and blessing so that from you rivers of living water will flow. We thank the Lord. It's a wonderful word.
It's really practical.
Word that is practical. That we have to go from here and we just do it, live it out. If we want those blessings, We need to hear, plan, and then do what the Lord says.
Siyazi ukuthi uJoseph esenikeza umsebenzi wabona ukuthi uthweswe ngentaba.
And we heard when Joseph was given this work, it was like a mountain for him.
Kodwa kwangamsizi kwakumele ahlale phansi aplane ukuze uqale umsebenzi.
And that wasn't the obstacle to him. He sat down, knew, I've got a plan. There lies a great work ahead, and I've got to do it.
Wachuma umsebenzi ngoba kwakukhona isibusiso sikaNkulunkulu.
And so the work was started because of God's blessing upon him. Without God, there's nothing impossible. And with him, everything is possible. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how old or whatever you are.
But
if God is with you, you are complete. And God can do anything through me and through you. If our heart is upright and right before him. You want a blessing? Let's just take what Joseph was. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for all those wonderful things you've blessed us with today. But Lord, amazing is your work and what you have done. Often it's just like maybe a picture before us. And Lord, even if we don't understand and don't grasp, but one day this picture will become clear, clear as ever before, what your plan was and what you wanted to do. Lord, we thank you. You've got a plan for each and every one of us that is here today. But you need people that are obedient. Be merciful to us, Lord, and help us to trust you. That we serve you with a complete heart. Where we can stand firm and say no to evil. But that we say yes to what you seek and what you want. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. The way you care for us. As we start this new week, be with us. That we live like Joseph. An upright life. A person that fears God. This we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah, bon, bon, bon.